Welcome to Washington in Focus. I'm your host, Brett Davis, the Center Square's Washington State Editor. Joining me today is reporter Spencer Pauley. So I don't know if you are a fan of crime shows like I am, but I like to watch a lot of true crime shows and documentaries. I bring that up because I noticed that in a lot of these shows, the suspects seem to think police can't lie to them in the course of their investigation. Of course, law enforcement can use deceptive tactics, including lying to, in some cases, you know, to a certain degree. So I understand you've recently written a story on a change in the use of ruses by patrol officers with the Seattle Police Department. What changes have been made?
So this is, according to the city, this policy is the first of its kind for a city policy on patrol ruses in the United States. So for anyone who doesn't know, ruses are statements an officer knows is not true and could be used under certain circumstances. Under the new policy that went into effect on Wednesday, there are five circumstances where police officers can use the ruse strategy. One, for the furtherance of de-escalation. Two, to calm a person. Three, prompt the safety of any person. Four, scene management. And the last one is to bring potentially violent situations to a peaceful resolution.
Now, just to be clear, this is just for patrol officers. This isn't for all police officers. So, I mean, like a homicide detective, you know, interrogating a suspect can probably still lie to them, you know, to a certain degree.
Well, so that's one thing.
Is this just for patrol?
For patrol, yes. But ruses can be used for investigative purposes, but only when there is reasonable suspicion of crime. And any officers using ruses for investigative purposes will have to talk to their supervisors before doing so.
Now, what prompted this change in policy?
So I think it's not a surprise that there is a huge gap in public trust between the Seattle residents and the police department. And this new policy cites two instances in 2018 and 2020 that used ruse strategies and caused a lot of flack from the Seattle media and the residents. So in 2018, an officer used a ruse when he told a hit-and-run suspect that they likely killed someone. That suspect, in return, committed suicide, thinking that they took someone's Yikes. Life. It's a very ugly situation in which this ruse did not work at all. The other one was in 2020 during the George Floyd protests. Officers created fake radio traffic stating that armed Proud Boys were going to the Chaz Zone in an attempt to lure protesters away from that autonomous zone. Now, the Seattle Office of Police Accountability found both instances to be inexcusable, and in turn, the city directed the police department to establish this ruse policy as a way to overcome this and kind of build back public trust.
Sounds like another challenge for the Seattle Police Department, which is already having trouble retaining officers and getting new officers.
Yeah, and especially this year, too. Let's not forget that that instance where a body-worn camera found a officer making light of someone's death at the hands of a police officer when they struck and killed that person. So it seems like the police department is trying to just make ends meet here to, you know, address the situations. And there's been a lot of issues with the department in the past 3 years.
Well, I'll be curious to see how this new – I know this new policy just went into effect, but I'll be curious to see what effect it has in the long run.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll have to just see, because this new policy really makes the use of any ruses and something that causes a lot of paperwork. I mean, any officers right. that will be using any of this will have to file a report as to why, be asked a lot of questions. Basically, and incentivizes officers to find a different strategy towards any kind of situation. Now, hopefully the police department's new implementation plan of using behavioral health personnel to de-escalate situations with, you know, troubled people in the homeless population of Seattle, that might help as well. But this is just another step in trying to address some of the issues that the police department's had in the past.
Well, I guess time will tell. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. For Spencer Pauley, this is Brett Davis. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.